अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. We will chant Gayatri Mantra once. Om Bhurbhuvah Tat Saviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. I think that many of you have heard about Mangal Pandey. You heard about him? How many? Please raise your hands. Mangal Pandey? Not enough. How many of you have heard about Amitabh Bachchan? Nobody has? You? They are better. They have not heard about Amitabh Bachchan. Why I am asking this question is, fortunately or unfortunately, the way we are living is an aimless, purposeless, idealless life. The lives we are living are just animal lives. Ahara nidra bhaya maidhunancha. These four qualities, food. One, in our college, one of our colleagues has gone to a nature cure hospital because he was suffering with diabetes and he got cured. So when he came back to our college, all of us gathered around him and asked him, "You are cured. How?" He said, "There are three things which you should not eat. One is the radio Lal Mirch. We have the radio station Lal Mirch. You are not supposed to eat it. Then Imli, Chintapandu, tamarind. And then of course oil." So he told us in our department that if you can exclude these three items in food, you will be cured. Then do you know how many of us reacted? Then what is the use of life if you can't eat tamarind, if you can't eat lal mirch? Ahara nidra bhayam maidhunancha. Everyone knows that having correct food habits keeps you healthy. But how many of us follow it? None. Got the point? What I am trying to tell you? There is no use in knowing that it is good. The real good comes when you put it into practice. And then sleep. Ahara, nidra. Do you know what the psychologists tell us? None of us knows how to sleep. None of us. A Napoleon knows how to sleep. If Shivaji knows how to sleep, and they used to sleep on horseback for 4 minutes or 5 minutes, They used to sleep on the horseback. It's enough for them. In the battleground. And so many youth tell me that we are not having sufficient sleep. You never have sufficient sleep even if you sleep for 24 hours. Jai Kumbhakarna. The point I want to make you understand is we don't know how to sleep. And do you know what is Charaka, the great medical man of India? He says that the best cure for obesity is sleep. Then when you hear this, you may think that, okay, I will not, from now onwards, those who are overweight, what should they do? They should sleep for 12 hours a day. It is not the quantity of sleep that is important. It is the quality of sleep that is important. We don't know how to sleep. And do you know, the fundamentals of yoga is based on sleep. The best asana is Shavasana. And people say, well, we all can practice Shavasana. The easiest asana to practice is Shavasana. But you don't know that it is the most difficult asana. Because according to the yoga culture, Yama and Niyama comes first and then comes asana and pranayama. All of you are understanding? And we practice asanas without practicing Yama and Niyama. So what happens? Asanas have become a method to cure diseases. And remember, yoga is not meant to cure disease. Yoga is meant to do a revolutionary work. How we belittle things which are very important. Again I am repeating, yoga is a methodology of revolution. And for us, what has become yoga? If you are not healthy, go for yoga. Do you think rishis are sick people? How many of you think that rishis are sick? And when they invent asanas, naturally it was not supposed to be a method for curing diseases. Then what are asanas? The asanas are a methodology through which you can become a mouthpiece of Mahakal. That is what Pujya Gurudev used to say. To my organs, I think you have given that. All of you have received this. Hamare ang. Pratyang. But if you don't give it, what will you use? Huh? Youth? This is from the Sahitya. Distribute it if you have it. You try to follow where I am leading you. I have started that we are living a aimless, purposeless life. We are living an animal life. Always remember, But when your self-analysis is correct, when you can assess yourself correctly, you can march ahead. You go to a doctor, first he prescribes a number of tests, blood test, urine test, this test, that test. Why? Once the analysis is clear, and once you know where your weakness lies, you are cured. Unfortunately, the present day education system never tells you about life. Never tells you. Every day if you open the newspaper, you will find some student or someone killing himself. Suicide. The blame is either to ragging or to some XYZ cause. But the real fault lies in the inability of the youth to understand life. That is where I am trying to give you an analysis. We are living an animal life. And an animal life can never make a human being happy. An animal can be happy, but a human being cannot be happy. Why? Because human being has something more than an animal. That something more is known as the mind. All of you are able to hear it? Lost? If not, come forward. Come this side and this side. Because of that sound, they will not be able to hear it. Come nearer. Be in the first benches, not last benches. You are all following what I am telling? The crux of the problem, which we as human beings, and when I say human beings, I mean every human being in the world, not Indians, not Europeans, not Americans, not Africans, every human being has a mind. And our way of education does not tell us how to utilize mind. You don't know how to utilize mind. Then what you are doing as an engineering student? You are mugging up certain facts. That's all. Certain laws. Is it not? As students or as parents or as a human being, are you aware that you are not utilizing your mind? You are just mugging up facts. You know Einstein's theory of relativity. You know Dalton's law. If you are an economist, you have your own laws, is it not? But that law was put forward by some X or Y or Z, and you are learning it, is it not? And your teacher is teaching it. But both the teacher and the taught are just giving mugged up facts, is it not? In science, what we do? You utilize that mugged fact and develop a technology. But still it is mud of fact. A developed technology does not give you happiness. Are you happy with all this modern invention? No? And all these modern inventions are nothing but scientific laws developed into a technology. So what does the technology do? It gives you more rest, more free time. But you don't know what to do with the free time. Then what happens? An empty brain is a divine workshop. You know it. So that's what's happening. If you can understand this point, where things have gone wrong, then only you can understand Pujya Gurudev's Vichara Kranti Abhiyan, thought revolution. There are number of thoughts. The world is full of thoughts. Somebody thinks about democracy. Rousseau, in 18th century, wrote a five-page article about democracy. That is in 18th century. And that five-page article on democracy is now dominating the world. Everyone wants to be free. Karl Marx, he wrote about communism. And whether you have heard about Karl Marx or not, whether you use the word communism or not, the fact is, almost 3/4 of humanity are communists. You understand what I mean by communist? Share what you have. I am not talking about the political communism. Political communism is something else. I am talking about the thought aspect. And then we have the famous socialism. And all isms, the Nazism. Whatever ism it may have, it was started by one man, the thought, and slowly the thought percolated into the humanity. Your understanding, a thought does not percolate into the humanity instantaneously. It takes time. That is where I started with Mangal Pandey. In 1857 May, a group of Hindu sipahis of the British Army did not like the bullets they were given. You know the history? But nobody raised the voice. Mangal Pandey. Then what happened? One by one, in 90 years time, that unhappiness over a small incident located in Meerut resulted in independence to our country. Is it not? A chain of events happened. But that chain of events was at a time when there was no communication and transport system facilities which we have now. Is it not? So now that we have the communications and transport system facilities, and you know extrapolation, you extrapolate. Suppose the present day communication and transport system was available at the time of Mangal Pandey. then India would have got independence sooner or later. No doubt about it. Now we have the communication system, the transport system, the instantaneous relationship being established with anyone, anywhere in the world. Is it not a fact? If you want, you can establish a relationship with anyone, anywhere in the world. But the only thing required is you want a basis to think. You need a seed for thought revolution. And that thought revolution is given by Pujya Gurudev only. And when I say only, by that word I mean that any revolution always starts with a single man. Any revolution. And others follow. Communism, Karl Marx. Others follow. Nazism, Hitler. Others follow. Gandhiism, Gandhi. Others follow. Am I clear in what I am telling you? So a seed thought is always given by a single man. You remember that? A seed will be a seed, that's all. No other man gives that. But what can you do? Take up the seed. Let it grow. For growing the seed, you should correct yourself on 4 points. That is where I was telling you about the similarities between a human being and an animal. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithuna are common to a human being and to an animal. And now that we are a thinking people, what is the basic thought you have? Suppose I ask you, what are you thinking now? I have asked you, don't suppose it. What are you thinking now? And suppose I ask someone, what do you want to become after 10 years? No answer. The only answer you will give is, I want to earn money. Why you want to earn money? Because you think that money gives happiness. But so many rich people, including politicians and jains in their respective fields, going to a Baba, shows that money does not give happiness. Is it not? If only money can give happiness, there is no need for so many Babas. You try to understand the spirit with which I am telling you, I am talking to you about thought revolution. How to revolutionize your thought? A few days back, I was reading the introduction by Anthony Robbins. How many of you have heard about Anthony Robbins? Anyone? Anthony Robbins? How many of you have heard about Virendranath and Edhankul Sulochana Rani? You heard about it? Edhankul Sulochana Rani you heard? No. Anthony Robbins has written a wonderful book called Awaken the Giant Within. Awaken the Giant Within. In that he says that about 5 years back, I was working as a doorman at a bar. 5 years back, the man who has written the book Awaken the Giant Within says, I was working as a doorkeeper. And his education was up to 9th standard. Failed. I think this is really a very good title for a movie. Not SSC, Gautam SSC failed, but XYZ, 9th class failed. And one day, as he was opening the door for two very successful and rich business people to enter, you are following, he is a doorkeeper at a bar, and one day he was opening the door for two rich people to come in, and they were talking, the rich people were talking. And what they were talking, he overheard. He heard one man was telling to the other, you say you are in great problem. You say you have failed in your business. One friend is telling to the other friend. And you say that now you have to kill yourself. Don't do that. If you think properly, there is a solution for any problem. There is a solution to any problem. That is what he overheard. Those two people went in. He was still in the door, standing at the door. And he started thinking, that man, a successful man, is telling that there is a solution for every problem. And now I am a 9th class failed man without education. And now what can I do? He went home on that day. He started thinking about it. He took a piece of paper and wrote on that after 5 years, I will dominate the entire scientific community. A 25-year-old 9th class failed, uneducated technically. He wrote on a piece of paper that after 5 years, I will dominate the entire scientific field. And then he said, it is impossible. But what did he hear? For everything there is a solution. That is what scientific attitude is. Science always says that there is a solution for everything. Is it not? Cancer, there is no cure now. But you know that science will certainly find a cure for cancer. If not today, man cannot fly till 20th century. But in 1903, two brothers, Wright brothers, for 2 minutes they stayed in India. And now, every one of us can fly. But before That breakthrough came. People thought that flying is impossible. You understand what I am trying to convey to you? Scientific attitude says that everything is possible. That is what you should know. Science does not mean that saying that something is impossible. You just can't do it. But what does the present day scientific attitude say? If a scientist can't do it, nobody can do it. That is wrong attitude. So this man wrote on the piece of paper that after 5 years he will dominate the entire scientific community. And in the introduction of that book he says, this is the 5th year. He wrote that book in the 5th year. And do you know when and how he wrote that book? On plane, flying from one scientific community to another scientific community, giving lectures on how to think. How to think? To whom? To software engineers. To CEOs. To directors of some corporate industries, multinational companies. And that man is a 9th class failure. Even now he is a 9th class failure. And what Pujya Gurudev has given in his thought revolution is a much more powerful seed than what Anthony Robbins has given. That is my guarantee. And I can prove it at any time. And we, the youth that have gathered here, can understand by this example what I have told you. Within 5 years, what can you become? You will not dominate the scientific scene. You will dominate the entire world. But the question is, are you prepared to think correctly? Are you willing to know how to think? How to utilize your mind? We don't know how to utilize our mind. We know only worrying. Do you know what worry is? Thinking about a problem. And only thinking about the problem and not thinking about the solution. That is worry. Is it not? Can I pass in the examination or not? Can I pass in the examination? I am not able to sleep. Do you know the examinations are nearing and I am not able to sleep? And poor parents also say, yes, how that man, he cannot sleep, he is worried. What nonsense. What should you learn? Not worrying. How to solve the worry? How to face the problem? How to face the problem? By studying. What is the use of worrying? Worry will not lead you anywhere. So, the Guruji's thought revolution is based on a particular formula. For example, communism is based on what? Comradeship. Is it not? All are comrades, all are brothers. Democracy, what does it tell you? What is the formula for democracy? Nobody rules anybody. Everyone is free. Is it not? And on that edifice you build a great building, that is something else. Similarly, the thought revolution of Pujya Gurudev is nothing new. And remember, in science, there is nothing new. Because in science, you always discover. Discover means what? Is it something new or removing the cover? So there is nothing new. So what Pujya Gurudev has given you is nothing new. But the way he has presented to you is completely new. So you can say, it is old wine in a new bottle. What is the formula? That formula is known as Gayatri Mantra. So the entire thought revolution of Pujya Gurudev, and mind you, I am telling you that within 5 years, the entire world will be dominated by this mantra, whether you like it or not, whether you cooperate with it or not. The only thing is, will you take the credit or not? That's all. There is no other option. The change is guaranteed. To my friends, I always tell you that if a company advises for 20 engineering posts, a company advises for 20 engineering posts, the company will get 20 engineers, no doubt about it. Will you be one of the 20 engineers is your problem. Got the point? The world will change. The time has come for change. That is what we call written in the stars or written in the walls. The time for change has come. The only thing is, are you going to be a part of the change or not? And how much time you have? Only 5 years. If a country can become free in 90 years without communication system and transport system, with the present day communication and transport systems, if I say that the world will change in 5 years, do you think it is impossible? The thing is, how Pujya Gurudev planned to use Gayatri Mantra as a tool for thought revolution. In Sanskrit, it is known as Vichara Kranti Abhiyan. Abhiyan means a revolution. Kranti, super revolution. Which are thoughts. So now you got why I have asked all of you to come here. You should know how to think. It is a continuous, steady thinking which results in a physical manifestation. Again, I am repeating it. Continuously thinking about a problem gives you the result. So many organizations, medical organizations and laboratories in the world are now thinking about a cure for cancer, is it not? And you are sure that sooner or later you will get medicine for cancer. So how are you getting medicine for cancer? By thinking about it. We don't have it now. We don't know what are the ingredients to make a cancer medicine. We don't know. Do we know it? But still you are confident in saying that yes, we will get a medicine for cancer. Why? Because scientists are working on them. We are not working on them. Are you? But still you are saying that we will get medicine for cancer because scientists are working for them. And Pujya Gurudev said, I am giving you a scientific religion. And when a scientific religion is there, the result will be there. You got the logic? Because scientists are working there, and you are sure that there is a cure for cancer, if you have a scientific religion, you are sure to get a result. And now what is the basis of that scientific religion? And now comes the real point where you should completely change your thinking process. Until now, religion meant search for God, is it not? Until now, whenever we talk about religion, whether you call it as Allah or God or Krishna, whatever may be the religion, the fundamental aspect of religion is search for God. Is it not? And now, what Pujya Gurudev says is, stop that way of thinking. Do not search for God. Become God. Do you understand the difference? You are not searching for God. Searching for God is futile. But you can become God. How? Pujya Gurudev gives a guarantee that just as in 5 years you can become an engineer. Do you doubt it? Anyone can become an engineer in 5 years. Anyone can become a doctor in 5 years. Is it not? Similarly, anyone can become a god in 5 years. That is his guarantee. Are you able to digest and understand what I am conveying to you? The change in your thinking. Don't search for God. You become a god. And if you think that to become a god you need many, many years, he says, no. How many years are required? 5 years. Just as, what is the example I have given? Engineer? A doctor. Similarly, before you can become a god in 5 years, you should have some basics. You just can't go and become an engineer from now. Is it not? You have to reach intermediate and then compete, prove your worth that yes, I am capable of reading engineering, I am capable of reading medicine. I have the basics all right. Similarly, if you have the basics correctly worked out, in 5 years' time, you can become a god. Do you understand the revolution in that thought? Do you understand the magnanimity of a divine person who could give you such a formula so freely? To become God. And do you know where do gods reside? In heaven. Is it not? So if you all become God, what will earth become? Heaven on earth. So that is his plan of action. To make the planet earth a heaven not by some physical transformation, but by a psychological transformation, by a change in your attitude, by a godlike behavior. And in India, the godlike behavior one who has is known as a yogi. In India, we call them as yogis. So it is a question of nomenclature, but in science, you should be very clear in your definition. In Gita also, Lord Krishna advises, Tasmat yogi bhavarjuna, you become a yogi. And now you understand what I mean by yogi? Who is a yogi? Who can get what he desires and help others to get what they desire. That is a yogi. That is the definition of a yogi. You should get what you desire. And then what you should be able to do? You should help others to get what they want. That particular ability you get by Gayatri Mantra. And before I go further, I will finish it in 5 or 10 minutes, don't worry. But now that only we have 5 years' time, I want to give you a plan of action also for next Sunday. And now, because you understand the seriousness of it, within this coming 7 days, you should become perfect in the fundamentals, so that from next Sunday we can start the thought revolution course to become a yogi. We started next Sunday, and all of us will become yogis with the aim of transforming the earth to heaven. But remember what I have told you. To become an engineer, you should have some basics, some basic knowledge. To become a doctor, you should have some basic knowledge. To become a yogi, you should have some basic knowledge. And within these 7 days, you can get the basic knowledge. Because we are Indians, you remember it. That is where being born in India, and especially being linked with Pujya Gurudev, gives you this chance. Within 7 days, you can have the basics. I guarantee you that. And you remember that I am a PhD in electrochemistry, and I was head of a postgraduate biochemistry department. Why I am telling it? I know what I am talking about scientifically also. So it is not just a cock and bull stories that I am telling you. But the only thing I require from you is a real what? Dedication and hard work. Without dedication and hard work, nobody can give you anything. Is it right? So now, I will go into a bit scientific aspect. How many of you have heard Einstein? You heard about Einstein? In his last days, he was working about a unified field theory. And those who don't have a scientific knowledge, you try to understand what I am trying to tell. Electricity has its own laws. You accept it? Electricity has its own laws. Magnetism, its own laws. Light, its own laws. Gravitation, its own laws.
Now what Einstein wanted to do is to club all these laws into a single formula so that if an electricity man wants, he can get electrical laws from that single formula. If a magnetic worker, a worker on magnetic field wants to learn the laws of magnetism, the same formula will give him the laws for magnetism. The same formula will give the laws for light, sound, all energy. Got it? That is what he was trying to work. And now as a scientist I am telling you, Gayatri Mantra is the unified field theory law. It gives you the source of all energy. And you as youth, you having a scientific bent of mind, I challenge you to think in these lines. Gayatri Mantra is capable of getting every type of energy, every type of energy. Any energy you call it, you will get it from Gayatri Mantra. These writings has given ample scope for any scientist to get the required results. If you want to get power from Gayatri Mantra in your own chosen field, first of all, you should know the basics of the chosen field, is it not? If you want to become an electrical engineer, and you just tell me, without knowing anything about electricity, show me. So with this background about Gayatri Mantra, you don't think Gayatri Mantra is something easy. It is a science. And what type of science? The science which is capable of harnessing every known and unknown energies in nature. And underline those things. Every known and unknown energies of nature. And now, the basics. I will tell you 3 points. Work on this for this week. And next Sunday on 14th, you will be in a position to start your experimentation. That I guarantee. But you should work hard. I tell you now and you don't do it. What's the matter? The basics of Gayatri Mantra. What is the basic of chemistry? Anyone? Atom. Is it not? What is the basic of zoology or biology? Cell. Is it not? Are you understanding it? So, the basics are always simple. When in chemistry you say that the atom is the basic, atom consists of a nucleus, a proton and an electron. What does it mean? You change the electrons, you get all the miracles. You change the relationship between electrons, the matter is under your control, is it not? Similarly, Gayatri Mantra says, the basics of human life, the fundamental of human life, what is it, can you tell me? Our rishis have gone to that. The fundamental of human life, what is it? Just like the nucleus, the electron and proton, the atom is fundamental in chemistry. What is the fundamental in human life? Breathing. Is it not? If you don't breathe, jai jai. So you are alive because you are breathing. And if you are not breathing, so the formula which must be developed for a human being to harness all the energy enjoy. Close your eyes and enjoy. Whenever there is a disturbance, don't get worried about the disturbance. Enjoy the disturbance. If there is no other way also. So, what I was telling you? To harness the energies of nature, what must be the fundamental? Breathing. That is what Gayatri is. Gayam, Trayati, Iti Gayatri, that we have forgotten. Even those Gayatri sadhakas whom I have met, when I tell them what is Gayatri, they say, Om Bhur Bhaswa, Tapsarkurvarinyam, Bhargo Deva Sadhinai, Deya Yana Prasodhyat, Humbug, that is not Gayatri. Your breathing is Gayatri. You are alive because of your breathing. Is it not? Anyone doubts that statement? Anyone? You don't doubt it? You are alive because you are breathing. That means you are Gayatri. That is Gayatri. Your breath is Gayatri. Now, something happens when you die. Whether it is a heart attack or some disease or a simple accident. I don't know whether I should put that adjective before an accident. No accident is simple. Somehow, something happens and your ability to breathe is broken. That is death. Is it not? Even when you... I can take 10 more minutes? 10 more minutes. Because I am in a great hurry. I want our youth to fall in line as quickly as possible. Because after 21st, I will not be alive. Okay? So please bear with me. And I think... Okay. It's okay. Okay? So what I have now told you, you understand? We should become yogi. To make it a heaven. For this, what is the formula we have? The Gayatri Mantra. And what is Gayatri Mantra? The formula which tells you how to breathe. That is Gayatri Mantra. How to breathe. And now, you ask any zoologist. He says that if you change your breathing pattern, your longevity changes. You ask any zoologist, he confirms it. If you breathe more times per minute, you die sooner. If your breath rate decreases, you live longer. That is a proven scientific fact. So Gayam Trayati Iti Gayatri means if you know how to breathe, the problem is solved. So the entire Gayatri Mantra is nothing but a technology developed to know how to breathe. And now, do you accept if I say that your breathing rate changes with your emotion? Suppose I say that if you are angry, you breathe faster. If you are happy, you breathe slower. And you breathe at the lowest rate when you are asleep. That is why I was telling you in the beginning, Charaka said you don't know how to sleep. Because if you really sleep, your breathing rate will change. Now you are understanding what is the revolution I want to bring in the thinking aspect. First thought is Don't pray to God. Become God. Do you understand the difference? There is a lot of difference between it. While praying, you are a beggar. Once I heard that one Sufi saint, Hazrat Nizamuddin, there is a station by that name also in New Delhi. He was alive at the time of Akbar. So some people asked this Nizamuddin to go to Akbar and ask for a school, hunt for school. He said, no, I won't go, I won't take anybody. But people said, no, no, you are such a great king. If you go to Akbar, he will grant the funds required for the school. So he went. So at that time, Akbar was praying. And because Akbar was praying, Akbar just said, you wait, when I finish my prayer, I will come. And then he was saying, make my country rich, see that my people are happy, busy, free, etc. He was praying. This Nizamuddin got up and started walking away. Then Akbar, after finishing, came running and said, why are you running away? I said, he said, you yourself are a beggar. Then why should I beg you? I will beg to whom you are begging. Got the point? It is not difficult. But the thing is, after learning how to chew, you should know how to use it. For that you take 5 years. How to use it? Chewing in these 7 days you will get it. First, sit like this, every day. Even when you are reading a newspaper, even when you are reading a novel, try to sit like this. In the beginning it will be difficult, but later, sitting normally will become difficult. It is just a question of practice. Okay? Breathe slowly. Are you breathing slowly? You are forgotten already, but you try to remember yourself. And then sit straight. And then this Gayatri mantra you repeat every day, if possible, for 1,000 times. If not, for 1,000 times. Why? This is the formula for linking you with the powers in nature. We don't ask a scientist, why I should say E is equal to mc squared, I will say xy is equal to z. Will you argue like that? What will you do? You try to remember the formula, understand the formula and utilize the formula. I have given you two basics. Breathe slowly and deeply. Sit straight. Tune yourself. That are the exercises for this week. And then what I told you, when you are sitting like this, chant Gayatri Mantra for 1 or 8 times minimum. And those who are serious, those who want to become yogis, those who want to bring the revolutionary changes which Pooj Gurudev has intended you to bring it, do it 1,000 times. Depends on your interest. Okay? Clear? And now I stop here. On 14th we will meet here at Kukatpalli. I think the classes will be there. On 14th. I will continue this for the next step. How to tune yourself to become a good student, a good parent. And when I say good, I mean the best. The yogi is always the best. So I say, whenever a yogi attempts to do anything, yoga karma su kaushalam, expertise in actions is yoga. So next, on 14th, I will tell you how to be an expert in your chosen field. In your chosen field, if you are a politician, you should be the best politician. If you are a businessman, best. If you are a scientist, best. But you practice this. Slow, deep breathing, sitting straight, and chanting Gayatri Mantra. Okay? Jai Guru Dev. Any questions? Any questions, anybody? If you have any questions, you can ask. This Gayatri Mantra, Pujya Sri Ram Sharma Acharya Gurudev is the greatest exponent I know about Gayatri Mantra since the beginning of planet Earth. He is greater than Vishwamitra and Vasishtha. So, the initiation into Gayatri Mantra is given by him. It is his Gayatri Mantra, his methodology that we are using it. Okay, so I am going to tell you the Gayatri Mantra, but who is going to teach you and tune you and make you fit? Pujya Gurudev. I will tell the Newton's laws, but the laws are by Newton, he is the originator of it. Got it? So, chant with me. How many of you already know the Gayatri Mantra? I think everyone knows it. So those who don't know it, just follow me. Three times I will chant it. So this is an initiation through me, linking you to Pujya Gurudev, and I advise you, all of you, Darshan Pustak hai na, all of you buy that small book, not a book, but there you can see his photo. What is it known? Just bring it. Some more thing. How many of you know Hindi? No. These books you collect from the and try to read it. You have to study. How much I may tell you, I can tell you only this one. But what he has written, see, read it. Amma, darshan pustakalu unnaya, photos unnaya. ఏదో ఒకటి అమ్మా ఓకే దిస్ వన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ వీ స్పెండ్ సో మచ్ ఫర్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ జస్ట్ కీప్ ఇట్ ఇన్ యువర్ పాకెట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ద గురుదేవ్ అబౌట్ హూమ్ ఐఎమ్ టెలింగ్ ద ఎక్స్పోనెంట్ ఆఫ్ గాయత్రి మంత్ర And this is his guru in Himalayas. Guruji's guru, Dada Gurudev is telling him. And this, of course, is the mother Gayatri to which you have to tune. And how to tune it, I will tell you on 14th. And of course, this is the machine, yantra. Make it? Okay. So we chant Gayatri Mantra 3 times and I stop. Om Bho. తిర్వరేణ్యం భర్గోదేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్ ఓం భూర్భువస్వః తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గోదేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్ ఓం భూర్భువస్వః తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గోదేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్.
So this is how you have to chant it. Instead of counting, it is better you do it for 45 minutes. Put the stopwatch or alarm. Continue, close your eyes. Chant it. And if you can do it in group, you get more results. How? Suppose you light a candlestick in your house. Your house. 5 people, they have lighted their candles, one candle at their house. And now they come together and they bring one candle and light it at the same place. Each one will get the light off, is it not? So if you do it in your home, and if you do it in a group, which is better? Do it in group for 45 minutes. Everyone will get the multiple results. You remember the example of the light. And now some certain formalities which I have forgotten to tell you is, this aspect of Gayatri, the scientific aspect of era-changing revolution, is being carried out in 70 countries with more than 9 crore members. You are understanding the And now, I want all of you to become part of it, naturally. If you are a part of an organization, you can understand the benefits you will get. So this is the form. You have to put a photo also there. Anything more? Deen in Telugu? Okay, that's it. Those formalities may do it. Because an organization will have its mouthpiece, is it not? And naturally, if you are a member of that organization, you should be a subscriber of that mouthpiece also. As simple as that. Okay?